Now, tell me something. As the host of the most popular call-in show in Nova Scotia, and a person who's been doing broadcasting for 40-some years, wow,
yep.
Wow,
yeah,
is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Since 1972, believe it or not.
We first met in 1977 in St. John, New Brunswick.
Yep. You were working for CTV-ATV at the time, and I was working for CFBC Radio.
You sure were. You were the beat reporter at the time.
That's right.
That's
all the calls, all the murders and fires. And
that's what they used to call it, the beat reporter.
Yeah.
Back in those days. Anyway, look, these are some different times in Nova Scotia these days. You host a daily call-in show, and a very popular one, where you talk with a lot of people from all over this province. What's the feeling these days? Start out with the shooting rampage and work your way into COVID-19. What are people saying, Rick?
Well, people are on edge. People are concerned. People are worried. People are aghast at what happened 2 weekends ago. Starting in Portapique and then working its way down to the gunman's demise in Enfield. And people are calling up saying, how could something like this happen? Why didn't we see any signs, any early warning signs? And then, of course, the big story in the aftermath is, why didn't the RCMP issue a province-wide alert to let Nova Scotians know that there was a gunman on the loose who was killing people? And in fact, I'm going to be talking this morning on my show with a Halifax lawyer who suggests that both the province and the RCMP may be held liable for millions of dollars in damages because they failed to alert Nova Scotians to the danger. So, again, people are both, they're grieving, but they also are looking for answers as to what happened and why it happened. I'm not sure we're ever going to know that explanation as to why this man did what he did, but, again, people would like to know as much as they can about this.
Had you ever heard of Portapique before this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, on weekends, I like to, you know, during the summer, spring months, when the weather's nice, I like to drive around the province and just go to places I haven't seen before and, you know, visit different areas. And I've only been through that area once on a drive to Parsboro, but it's a very beautiful rural part of Nova Scotia. I believe only about 100 or so people live in that community. To see the extent of the damage there, I'm speechless at times when I think about.
Yeah, you've seen a lot in your broadcasting career and heard a lot. Did this shock you?
Yes, it did. But most incidents do shock me. I mean, you know, we try to say that we're, you know, rough, gruff type of individuals here. We're covering stories, but it affects each and every one of us, including the journalists who cover this thing. And yeah, I was shocked. I was saddened. In fact, I even cried. You know, going, listening, and watching the names of the victims roll on the screen. I mean, you can't help but be moved by what happened and feel for the victims and especially for their families.
How has the coverage been? You've watched. Do you find it balanced, fair, one-sided? You've been watching.
It's hard to describe it. We don't get a whole lot now from the RCMP. They're in investigative mode and 16 different crime scenes, and they've got their work cut out for them. It could be, again, several months before they get to any kind of conclusions. So there's not a whole lot now coming from police outside of when they had that last news conference and unveiled their timeline. So right now we're talking with people who, you know, who had a role in this somehow, who were in the area when it happened. I get a number of people who were, you know, when this rampage was going on, who were by luck, they say they weren't victims themselves. Again, it's just a very sad story, and it's going to be that way for a long time. It's going to take a while for people to get over this.
Yeah,
you know, we like to think that we have, you know, that this is not the United States, or, you know, these kind of things, I don't say happen all the time, but they happen regularly. But, you know, now that it's hit home, it's hard to fathom, to come to grips with what we just went through. It really is.
Yeah, it sure is. Okay, COVID-19 pandemic. People getting a little antsy about isolating and quarantine?
They look to New Brunswick and PEI, where they've had a number of straight days now with no new COVID cases. And we had, 27 yesterday to bring our total to 900 now in the province. So people are looking to see New Brunswick and PEI easing their restrictions. And I think that they're anxious, especially when the weather gets better, I mean, today it's not, you know, nobody's in a rush to get outdoors today because of what's going on. But I think as the weather improves and, it starts to warm up and such, and you look to your neighbors next door in those two provinces, back out in the golf course or walking the trails and such, and yeah, they're going to start to get antsy. But right now, I think Nova Scotians understand we're in the midst of a pandemic here. It is having a big impact on nursing homes, seniors residents, especially the Northwood Manor here in Halifax, where there have been a number of deaths so far. So, you know, that has people understanding that is the situation here where we've got to do our bit with social distancing and all of those, that great advice from public health officials. So, yeah, I think they're getting a little antsy, but I think they understand as well why the need is to have restrictions that we're having to live with right now.
But in other areas, they're saying most of this is in HRM. Why do we suffer too?
Yeah, that's true. And, people make a good argument. Why is it fishing season open? It's solitary kind of sport. And, why can't we get out there and do some sport fishing? Why can't we go walk on the trails as long as we're keeping social distancing? They're doing it in Moncton, for example. They've had their trails open now for, I don't know if they ever closed them. So people look at that, and again, especially when the weather starts to get better, David, when, things start to warm up and the sun is out, I think you're going to start to see people start to question the restrictions, and then we'll find out just how concerned they are about the pandemic or how more anxious they are to get outdoors and enjoy some fresh air.
You know, the economic part of it as well. Are we ever going to see a time again in Nova Scotia when we can walk down a street and sit out in the patio and have that beer and everybody will be gathered around having a great time?
I'm not sure that we'll ever see those days. I mean, we'll see a return to some sense of normalcy. Days of concerts and sporting events and those kinds of it's going to be a while yet before we can get into those kinds of things. But you're right, the businesses is taking a major hit on especially small business here in the city. In fact, right around at Nova Scotia, I think it's the Canadian Federation of Independent Business suggested something like 30% of businesses, small businesses, might not be able to survive past mid-May if these restrictions continue to be in place. And so that's worrisome, not only for the small businesses, the people who are running those small businesses, but for the many employees that they have who are, counting on work to provide three square meals a day kind of thing. So, yeah, this is, I tell you what, there's talk about a new normal. Nobody seems to know exactly, though, what this new normal will be, other than, going back to those pre-coronavirus days. Apparently those days are gone, David, which is, again, another sad part of life under this pandemic.
Under any other circumstances, pick a subject, you'd hear criticism of government, but are you finding on this one that people are praising government and saying they're doing a good job more than they usually would?
I think so, yeah. I hear that a lot, that people really appreciate it's the daily updates and the fact they're getting some information from Premier McNeil and Chief Medical Officer Dr. Strang and the Prime Minister and the Chief Medical Officer of Canada, Dr. Theresa Tam. I think we're hearing praise for them merely because they are, going before the cameras and the microphones and giving people as much information as they can right now. And I think people appreciate that. And that's why I think that, that the Premier and others are being praised for their efforts. But again, we're starting to hear a little bit of criticism as well, and especially going back to the shooting rampage and why there was no province-wide alert issued to warn Nova Scotians about this gunman. This is something that the EMO could have perhaps done on its own, is the suggestion, or why the RCMP didn't request such an alert. So little by little, that the cracks are starting to show in that support for the province. But right now, I think overwhelmingly people are appreciative of what the Premier and what the Chief Medical Officer of Health are doing and providing daily information.
You hear a lot from our area, Rick, on your show?
I hear quite a bit from Cape Bretoners. There's a number of them who are, I call them regulars. and
I'm familiar with the concept.
I appreciate getting calls from all around the province. We tend to be kind of HRM focused here in the city, so it's good on a daily basis to hear, what's going on outside. this municipality of ours, and God love the Cape Bretoners. They have a way of their words, don't they?
Well, we always say that everything goes to Halifax. You know, that's just a matter of fact. Every Halifax gets everything, is the saying down here. Good luck with your. I know your show is popular throughout the entire province, and I know I'm interrupting your banana muffin for breakfast, and you're getting ready and prepping. The Rick Howe Show, by the way, starts at 9 o'clock. News 95.7. But don't go there until you're finished with 89.7 here.
Good plan.
Rick, it's great
to hear from you, David.
It's great to talk to you as well. Stay safe and stay healthy. And thanks for talking with us this morning.
All right, you too. And keep in touch, bud. Thanks a lot.
All right. Rick Howe is the host, of course, of the Rick Howe Show, News 95.7 in Halifax.